Hello, this is the Garden Snippets podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, the owner of Small Boots Gardening. This podcast is about how spending just 10 minutes in your garden can lead to a massive upgrade in your outdoor space. You can expect weekly episodes that break down one 10-minute task to do this week so that you can start to love your outdoor space. I started this podcast because I love to help people work in their gardens. And I want to be there with you every week, whispering a little snippet that will empower you to go out there and tend your garden. Today we're going to talk about deadheading. Deadheading, in its simplest terms, means removing the flowers that are finished blooming so that your plant has a little more energy to put back into the roots and leaves, and so that your garden just looks so clean and tidy. So we'll talk a little bit more about those two reasons to deadhead, and then we'll get into the how-to. So the first reason, giving the plant back more energy. This is especially for bulbs like tulips, daffodils, and anything else that you planted last fall. Crocuses, that's one I don't bother to deadhead. But the reason is that top part that was the flower, you'll see it start to swell. And what the plant is doing is making seeds for a new plant. And I don't always find those seeds to be especially successful or worth collecting. And I do find that sort of swelling bulb to be kind of ugly. So that's the second reason to take it off. There are a couple of exceptions. Plants that I don't deadhead are ones that I want to collect the seed from, or I think that the tops look really cool or feed local animals, like echinacea, which is purple cone flower. That one attracts goldfinches and all kinds of little birds, so I leave the seed heads on that. Also, it looks really pretty in the winter. But let's focus on the plants that you do want to deadhead and get into our how-to. The tools you'll need for this are a pair of garden shears, scissors, kitchen scissors work just fine, and something to collect the falling deadheads, a basket or a bowl or something like that. These can usually be composted. Then you'll go out. I like to take a before picture because it's just such a difference. Even if you set a timer for 10 minutes and that's all you do, take a before and after picture and you'll see how impressive the result of this little cleanup task is. So then you will take your snips and you'll snip either right below the flower if you want to leave some stem. That gives the plant a little bit more green to photosynthesize. But again, if you don't like the look of the stem coming out there, you can snip down as far as the base where the stem is coming out of the plant. So you do that, and that's it. Collect the piece that you've cut off, put it in your basket, and on to the next. This is a totally satisfying task that I would argue you could probably even get your non-gardening friends and family to join you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to connect with me, I'm on Instagram at GardenRach. And if you have a specific question about a garden task you're working on, I'd love to hear it. Thanks.